Welcome to the Sisters in Loss podcast. Abortion and elective termination has always been a topic in the U.S. with many opposing views. Roe versus Wade was a 1973 landmark decision by the U.S. Supreme Court. The court ruled that a state law that banned abortion except to save the life of a mother was unconstitutional. The ruling made abortion legal in many circumstances. With the 2020 presidential election right around the corner, states like Alabama, Georgia, and recently Missouri are attempting to pass laws to reduce gestational age for abortions up to banning abortions in those states altogether, attempting to overturn Roe versus Wade. For September, we are exploring the healing and grief side of abortion on the Sisters in Loss podcast. In the medical world, the terminology miscarriages are called spontaneous abortions or pregnancy loss. And in this community, we have to learn how to extend grace to individuals who electively terminate their pregnancies no matter their choice. Join us this month as we explore abortion stories and how healing, grief, and shame can keep us all bound if we do not speak up and share. Welcome to the Sisters in Loss podcast. You're listening to the Sisters in Loss podcast, a faith-based grief and loss podcast for Black women, where you will hear stories of miscarriage, infant loss, stillbirth, and infertility to learn there is a testimony in tragedy. You will learn how to heal, gain clarity, find hope and peace, and turn your pain into your purpose after loss. I'm your host, Erica M. McAfee. Welcome to episode 116 of the Sisters in Loss podcast. Today's episode is a solo episode, and I'm sharing my abortion story. I have never told this story publicly. As a matter of fact, only a few people may even know this. So as you can imagine, I was nervous at first when I started this series because I knew I wanted to share and I wanted to stand in my truth. I knew that sharing this would help many of the listeners release the hurt, the shame, the embarrassment, the stigma that comes with having an abortion. So here goes. August 19th, 2004 is a day I will never forget. I was 19 years old in my second year at VCU, about to repeat the cycle. My mom had me at 20 years old. She drove me to a clinic for my scheduled termination. I was about 8 weeks along pregnant by my high school sweetheart. I remember getting out the car and holding my head down as we walked past a line of protesters yelling for me to keep the baby and turn around and go home. I questioned whether I should because I caught a glimpse of one of the protester signs that said, "You are going to hell," for what was about to transpire. I remember signing in at the registration desk, sitting in the waiting room with the other women, and being asked to go back to the examination room. The nurses completed a transvaginal ultrasound to confirm the pregnancy before the procedure began. The doctor walked in and asked me again if I wanted to proceed. I acknowledged him by saying yes, and within 10 minutes, the D&C procedure was complete. An hour later, we departed the clinic, walking past the same aggressive protesters, and I began to cry. But I knew it was the right thing to do and the best thing for me and my future. I never regretted my decision to have an abortion until I had my first loss in 2012. I wondered if that was God's way of punishing me because I took a life from this world. God took away my son, Brandon Jr., and said. Then I went to grief therapy, and I began to work through my own theology of why would God still love me unconditionally even though I took a life and was so angry with him for taking my son. I truly thought God healed my heart from both of those losses, and I tried again to have another baby. We conceived, and then I went into preterm labor in the second trimester. and Brielle passed minutes after she was born. Those thoughts came back at the, why is God continuing to punish me? I had to get back in therapy to work through my grief and truly begin to heal. I had to learn to trust God again, even though I was still mad at him. I had to learn to trust and love my body again. I had to do the work. There was no way around me sitting with my own grief and understanding how that will affect subsequent pregnancies. I knew I was ready again when I began to pray to God to speak to my husband about when the right time was to begin trying again.
Our Healing in Prayer Summit is coming soon, just in time for Pregnancy and Infant Loss Awareness Month in October. The summit will be held on Tuesday nights for the entire month of October, beginning on October the 1st, 2019 at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Registration to the Healing and Prayer Summit is free. And guess what? Everything is going to be online and live. We're going to be speaking on topics of healing after loss, trying again after loss, therapy after loss, parenting after loss, and stress management after loss. To register, go to ericamcafee.com/summit. Once again, ericamcafee.com/summit. And I can't wait to see you there.
When my husband Brandon brought up the possibility of trying again, I knew it was nothing but God, because I knew that's what I had been praying for. So we conceived again. This time I knew God was going to grant me the desires of my heart. I blogged weekly my pregnancy updates and took weekly bump pictures. Most importantly, I had a village praying for me, y'all. I knew God was going to show up and out in this pregnancy, roadblocks and all. Until at week 32, at 8 months, I was in training and felt very funny. I was not having contractions, but my stomach was rock hard. I did not know what was going on, so I went home to sleep it off. I woke up in pain and immediately called my husband, and we rushed to the hospital. My miracle baby, my rainbow baby, Maxwell Emmanuel, was born on August 19, 2014, 10 years on the exact same day of my abortion. 10 years before I was walking into a clinic, and God blessed me on that same date, 10 years later, with a miracle. I used to hate when people said to me after my losses, God will give you double for your trouble. But in this case, he truly did. I almost lost my life during my son's birth due to a placenta abruption. God gave me double by giving me a second chance at life and providing me with a baby to hold in my empty arms. So whenever I felt down about having an abortion or experiencing subsequent losses, I remember that God can do exceedingly, abundantly above all that we can ask, think, or imagine. I'm a living witness to his amazing grace. If it wasn't for God's grace, I would not have continued to try again. If it wasn't for God's grace, I would not be standing still here in my right mind after abortion, loss, and now battling infertility. If it wasn't for God's grace, I would not be able to continue to listen and interview and share stories like many of you of dynamic women every single week. I thank you, God, for your amazing grace. We all have the power to heal. And my prayer for you in this abortion series is that you understood how if you aren't truly healed from loss or abortion, it will hinder you from moving forward in life, love, and motherhood. Thank you so much for listening to this series. I hope to bring more abortion stories next year in 2020. If you have not rated or reviewed the podcast, please do so. Your views are so important to me. Please join us in our online community at sistersinloss.mn.co or join our free Facebook community at sistersinloss.com. Thank you so much for listening. I'll talk to you next week.
Thank you so much for tuning in to today's episode. For show notes, go to ericamcafee.com/podcast. Have you joined the Sisters in Loss online community? If not, join us online at sistersinloss.com. www.mn.co. That's where you get all of the tools and the resources and freebies from each of the episodes. I can't wait to talk with you all in the online community. If not, until next time, we will see you next week.